This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to be with you, coming to you from a slightly wet Cape Town in South Africa, which is a good thing because we are in the middle of a massive, massive drought at the moment, severe water restrictions, and our winter rains have finally arrived. Not enough, I must say, but it is a welcome relief, and hopefully there is a lot more to come in the weeks and months ahead of us as we head deep into winter here in Cape Town. Coming up on today's podcast, something I hate doing in the middle of winter, and that's swimming. But I touched base with Christine Kaczynski. I spoke to her a while ago, and there's one thing, and it's a book that has changed her outlook and her approach to swimming massively. You'll find out exactly about that book a little bit later on in the podcast today. Very, very interesting story. Make sure you stick around. And as I mentioned in the last two podcasts, if you've just joined us and you are not aware of the backstory of what's going on here at the Kona Edge and what we're up to, please go check out the last two podcasts. There's been some major upheaval in my life over the last 6 months or so. It's all come to a head in the last month. We've made some big changes, and hopefully things are on the up. That's my plan. I've got some serious hustling to do, and I want you to be part of it. So go check those out. Don't forget, if you are a brand or if you own a business around the triathlon space and you'd like to get in front of the Kona Edge audience, we get over 100,000 downloads to the podcast a month. Please do pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. That's where you can get all the details. And we've got some exciting opportunities up for grabs. So pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. Let's chat and let's see how we can grow your brand using the Kona Edge as a platform. Enough about me yakking. Let's get into today's podcast. In the spotlight, in the coach's corner today, is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming, and we head back to New Jersey to catch up with Christine Kaczynski. Christine, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us again.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Christine, your story into triathlon, I love, because you had splashed around in the water a bit, but you had done no formal swim training when you first got into the sport, and you've worked extremely hard at getting your performance to where it is today. Obviously, self-admitted that your swim's nowhere close to where you'd like it to be, and you're still working on it, but you've made massive strides in the water.
Well, my first swim workout back in 2000 was swim one length, walk back to start. And I am not kidding you. I have that on a sheet of paper. And that was my very first swim workout.
I love that. How did that go? Did you struggle on that first lap?
Oh, it was terrible. I think I swam under or over the lane next to me. I was so off base. And my first sprint triathlon, I didn't have a Garmin back then, but according to my dad, who was walking alongside, said I swam a full mile on the half mile course. It was really horrendous.
Which gives a lot of us hope, because so many people feel they have to be good at all three of these disciplines in order to not just qualify, but to be competitive on the Big Island. And you've shown you don't. You can build up slowly and get to where you need to be, and if you put in the hard work.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, I had a number of different people try and help me figure out how to swim over the years. So I had gotten, you know, small incremental gains over time, and, you know, and practice was helpful. There were probably two key things that helped the most in my swimming. The first was joining a master's swim club and forcing yourself, as uncomfortable as that is, especially if you're not a swimmer, to swim with swimmers is what you need to do. And I was not in the fast lane by any stretch, but I swam with people that knew how to swim. And it forced me out of my comfort zone, and I had to try and stay on pace. And granted, I would be the last person, but, you know, the goal was at that time not to get lapped. And you know, Master Swim really, really helped. Plus, there's, you know, a coach that will tweak your technique. In my case, it was a lot more than a tweak. And that was probably my first set of decent size gains coming from that. So that was part one. Part two, which came much, much later, actually. This was only in the last handful of years. I finally got that aha moment. And this aha moment, if this aha moment, as it worked for me, works for anybody else, it will be, you know, it'll be a major, major, major improvement in your swim. I read the book Swim Speed Secrets by Sheila Taramina, and I started practicing some of the concepts that she lays out in her book. And there were a couple of key stroke deficiencies that I had that I was unaware of. And because they were under the water, no one coaching me at the time, and all the different people that were weighing in on my terrible swim had been able to catch my problem. Once I figured out this kind of fundamental issue that I was having in the swim, which really had to do with my catch and my pull phase of the stroke, I literally shaved 20 seconds per 100, 20 seconds off each 100 in the pool. I jumped three lanes in Masters in about 6 weeks. My husband actually wrote to Sheila. We're great friends now. I've actually been to a number of our swim clinics and had some one-on-one instruction with her, and in fact she's coming to visit, and I'll be with her at the end of the month. Great lady and amazing, very, very understandable way to break down the swim stroke and fix, you know, again, fundamental some key flaws that I was having. And that was probably my biggest breakthrough over in the last few years.
That's amazing. I mean, those gains are huge, and if that's not an endorsement for that book, I don't know what is. I'm going to put it on my must read list, no doubt. As far as workouts go, what do you thoroughly enjoy doing in the water?
So it, you know, it depends. In the early season and off season, we've been having a lot of fun over the last several weeks with just very short segments that are kind of heavy power focused. So we're doing a lot of 25s and a lot of 50s, a lot of build phase workouts where, you know, you start really slow and then you get faster, you know, across the pool, or that, you know, first 25 is moderate and that last 25 is fast. And, you know, doing a workout like that where it's very, very short segments, you can be very mindful of your technique and your form. You can hold that core strength, so that you're not allowing your stroke to fall apart, which tends to happen to some of us non-swimmers in some of those longer segments. So short segments using very, very mindful of form and also throwing in some pull buoy and paddles to work on strength has been really fun in the off season and early season. Once we get into things, and actually we did this just as a just for fun yesterday in the pool, we threw in some long segments too, just to see how they felt. And you know, throwing in a 400 after swimming only 25s for a while is definitely a fun challenge and great way to just you know, test your baseline and see how long it takes before your form starts to fall apart and before you start drinking the pool again. So it's mixing it up is a lot of fun, but I would say, you know, especially for those of you trying to get, your technique improved, you know, focus on short. And I'll plug Sheila Taramina's book again. She's got a set of, workout cards that you can get through her swim speed program. Also breaks down, different workout sets, very form focused, a lot of drill sets in there. And that, you know, those workouts are great for us too. So just, a couple ideas there.
Brilliant. You mentioned in our first chat as well that one of the things you really want to work on this season is getting the gains you've made in the pool to translate into open water swimming. What are some of the things that you think you need to work on in order to make that happen?
Great question. So one of my biggest problems is getting off the line. So when I try and get off the line fast, I tend to swim sideways, and I'm not even kidding you. I have literally, you know, put my head down and, you know, took off for that sprint 100 and found my, you know, the rest of the field, you know, 50 yards straight ahead of me. And I'm like way off to the left and out by myself and, you know, in no man's land, which, you know, it's happened more than once. So, certainly I've got some issue getting off the line. I also am, believe it or not, I'm very uncomfortable in these, as are most people, right? But, you know, given the number of mass start Ironmans I've done, it sounds strange to hear me say that I'm very uncomfortable, but it's true. In a big pack of people and, you know, the thrashing and pounding and, you know, the getting swam over and pushed down is, I mean, it's very, very disturbing for me. And I've gotta get over that and just forget about it. And I've gotta just toughen up. So I'm going to be working on a lot of, fast start drills in open water. I'm going to do a bit more ocean swimming, against my will, but one of my friends is going to drag me out and making me do it. And that's, you know, I'm swimming fine in the pool and hitting the times that I want off the wall. And, you know, because I'm still not seeing that in, translate to races, I think big part of it is my starting, you know, off the blocks and then settling in. And so that's what I'll be focused on.
Brilliant. Well, Christine, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And that's it for today's episode of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Christine Kaczynski, who shared those swim tips with us. Interesting book that as well. I'll see if I can pop a link to it in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge as well. Just have a squiz if I did manage to get one. I haven't looked at it yet, but you should be able to click through in the show notes or on the podcast player that you are listening to. And that's it from me. Don't forget, if you'd like to be in touch, brad@thekonaedge.com. That's where you can find me. I mentioned yesterday that we've had a couple of iTunes reviews come in, and that's one way that you can help us keep growing this podcast. And this one comes in from, let me see, there we go, Marilyn BB, saying, "This keeps me pumped while training. This podcast keeps me going when I'm less motivated, when I'm pushing hard on the indoor trainer or running. Such good stuff to listen to." Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for that iTunes review. If you haven't left us one yet, it literally takes just a couple of seconds and helps us grow massively on the platform of iTunes. So please, if you haven't yet, please do leave us a review, and I'll give you a shout out on tomorrow's podcast. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.